Hello, this is Jeff Buckles of the Three Roads and Three Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 17 and beginning at verse 15. We looked at circumcision a little bit the last time we were together with Abraham, having his name changed from Abram. He became from a father of multitudes in Ishmael to a father of many nations, and an everlasting covenant was made to him, and his name being changed to Abraham at 99 years old. Now, he had had Ishmael when he was 86. He now is 99. And let's go to verse 15 of chapter 17 in Genesis, and we'll begin reading from there. I'm going to open with a word of prayer again. Father, again, we do thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you that it's so applicable to our life, Father, that we can apply it to everything. Lord, that we can just look at these Old Testament examples, Lord, and have them brought to life before us by your Spirit. And we just pray that you'd do it today, Lord, and that you'd show us, saved and non-saved alike, what you have for us in your word, Lord. And Lord, that you'd open each and every eye. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now God said to Abraham, forgive me if I say Abram, I've been so used to saying it now. Let's start over. And God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and will give you a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. Okay, start over at verse 15 now. Now God changes Sarai's name to Sarah. There's a lot of significance in these name changes. Here the promise of God is about to be fulfilled in their life, and God changes their name. Here they're about to begin the circumcision. And God changes their name. Now, we went into the last time we were together how that circumcision was the circumcision of the heart, and the circumcision of the flesh was an outward token of that circumcision. And the name change is also significant. Whenever we're born again, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again, not fixed up, not helped out with what you are, not made a little better, not made religious, not any of those things. He said, you must be born again. God comes to Abram, comes to Sarai. He gives them his promise. He now is fulfilling his promise with them, and he changes their names. You know, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ with faith in him, we're given a new name. We're given the name the child of God. We're given the name saints. We're given the name Christian. We're given a name that nobody knows but him. We're given a new name. Now, Abram and Sarai are given new names. The names carry significance. Sarah is now going to be a mother of nations. a wife of Abraham, with whom the covenant has been made. Now, we went into last time how that Ishmael was going to be a father of many people and of multitudes, and he had that in common with Isaac, who was going to be a father of nations, but the difference being the covenant that God had was going to be in Isaac, not with Ishmael. The covenant of life, of promise, of inheritance. And now God says in Isaac, this promise is going to be fulfilled. Well, Abram laughs. And I don't know that it's a laugh of unbelief, though it could be. The way it's stated, Abram says, can this be possible? Oh, that Ishmael might live in your sight. It's not that Abraham didn't believe that it was at all possible for God to do what he was saying. But I'm not ruling that completely out. But one thing that's interesting that I do want to say, God does not rebuke Abraham for this. And thanks be unto God for that particular favor. Abraham fell on his face and laughed in his heart. How in the world is Sarah, who's 90 years old, and me, who is 99, going to have a child? Lord, as far as humanly speaking, we are dead. We're not able to have more children. And you see now, what we were saying last time, God's promises, see, they don't depend on flesh. They don't depend on man. They depend upon God. When I say to you that if you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you'll turn to Him in faith for your salvation, it don't depend upon you whether you're saved or not. God has already done that in the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. You must simply trust Him and believe Him and come to Him in faith. And that's what Abraham had to do. And that's what he did. It doesn't say that a man would never doubt, that a man would never have trouble and struggle, that a man would find it hard to believe. But that doesn't make it any less true, because we're going to see the promise fulfilled here. And Abraham says to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And God says, now look, I've given you a promise of a covenant. I've given you a promise of the fatherhood of nations. And yes, I'm going to give you this also. He is going to be a father of multitudes, this Ishmael. And he's not going to be the one I'm going to establish my covenant with, though. This son that you're going to have is going to be the one. His name will be Isaac. Now, Abraham has to really listen to what God's saying. And he says, in a year from today, at this time, this is when you're going to have this child. So God leaves off talking with Abraham and goes up from him. Now Abraham, in verse 23, if you look with me in chapter 17, takes Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that he had bought with his money, every male among them in Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin that very day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, and Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Now we're going to find out some interesting things. Ishmael here is circumcised, but there's no covenant with him. Okay? Though he received circumcision of the flesh, he received no covenant. In Genesis 21:9, we're going to see that he was sent away, Ishmael was. We're also going to see that those strangers in the household that were bought with the money of Abraham were also sent away later on. That's something to note. But now Abraham comes and he begins to obey what God has said. As soon as God tells him, he goes out and he circumcises them in their flesh. If you're in my house, if you're bought with money, if you're part of the household of Abraham, you're circumcised. So Abraham begins and he immediately obeys the command of God. You see, Abraham believed God. And that was the thing that was special about Abraham. He believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Did the action come first, or did the faith come first? Well, of course, the faith came first. Abraham first had to believe God, or he would have never circumcised these children and this household. And in salvation, it's the same way. Faith comes first, and then action. But true faith acts. James tells us that. True faith works. But works are a result of faith. Well, here Abraham works as a result of his faith. He does the circumcision of the household. A painful thing. Something that nobody is envious of. I'm sure all the 8-day-old children were glad of it. That they were that age, if there were any, at that age at that time, because they didn't have to remember this. And sometimes the things that God tells us to do as Christians are painful. They're hard to do. But you know, if we're saved, we're circumcised in heart, and there are things that we have to put away. Put away the filth of the flesh. Put away the fleshly things that are in our lives. And that's hard to do, and that's painful, but it's nevertheless something that we have to do. Now, Ishmael, Hagar is compared in the New Testament to the law. You know, the law couldn't bring life. The law couldn't bring us salvation. It couldn't bring us the promise of God of a possession in heaven. It couldn't bring us mercy and grace. But God covenanted in the Lord Jesus Christ for our grace and our salvation. Ishmael represents to us the law, which has nothing but a ministry of condemnation. His hand would be against his neighbors, and their hands would be against him. The law is contrary to us. It's holy, it's just, and it's good, but it works against us. It condemns us. We utterly fail before the law of God. But here, we see it in Ishmael, one who would be against everybody. A wild man. And we see in Isaac, grace, the salvation of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Promise, a covenant made by God to be believed and then obeyed. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today? He is indeed Savior. He is indeed Lord. Do you believe God though? That's the question. If you really believe God, you're going to act. You won't run around living in all kinds of sin and constantly committing adultery and constantly being drunk. If you really believe God, you're going to act on it. And that will be our question today. Do you believe God? This is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff, for being with us again. And thank you for listening. Each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15, we join you with our Bible study program.